Sally, you live at Turlow Farm. Would you like to say how old you are and what you do?
So I'm 22 years old and I work full time for Graham Watkins and Co in Leek, which are estate agents and agricultural surveyors, along with working at Leek Market as well, at all the auctions that they do. And also a spare time, like we're on weekends and most nights I'm always helping at home on the farm. Yeah.
What sort of things do you do at work?
So with Graham Watkins, I basically just support Graham and Rob. So like all like the valuations and stuff, like I do a lot of background work, like finding comparables and doing all the plans, working out areas of farms. And then also on the side, I do a bit of planning to plan applications, like so doing your agricultural justifications. Like so if someone wanted to convert barns or like a shed into a farm building, I do the background for that. And then also I do help a lot with the farm sales as well, like so the machinery. On the sheep side, when I started down Leek Auction, DID wasn't a problem. And from then, obviously, it developed that we have to, like, make sure that everything's electronically tagged now. Your ear tags are a big issue now. So say someone comes along to a lamb sale, purchases, like, 400 lambs, they might only have 398 tags. And it's like, you've got to go around again and find which one's missing and then make sure everything is spot on. Yeah.
Does the machinery break down?
Yeah, it does, yeah. Like, some of the sticks sometimes don't read them properly or they're a bit steady. And then I've kind of developed it so I know all the different connections between the actual market system, which is New Line, to people working outside. It's like, if they ever have a problem with it, they're always like, Sally, you can come and help me, can you sort this?
Do you think it's worth it? Worth all the trouble?
Is EID tag? Mm. Like, in general? It is, to be, like, it's very good for tracing animals. Especially with the market now, to have air down Leek Market, we're not the best, like with all the hurdles and everywhere and gates. It's a good setup when it works, but say you're at night, you could be in pitch black darkness outside trying to like find pens or lambs, and you've got like one that jumps into another pen, you know what tag you've got missing, and you can go scan that lamb and you're like, right, that actually does belong to this person, pull it out. Like back in the old days, like I can imagine that if you went to a sale and that happened, you wouldn't know where it'd gone to. It'd just be amongst the rest.
We see if we go back like 20 odd years.
Yeah.
Sheep weren't tagged.
No.
And we all survived and it wasn't actually a problem.
Yeah, I don't know how.
So you think it's a good thing?
I do, yeah. I do believe in the ID tags, yeah.
Right.
Very good. As long as everyone sticks to the rules and does it right, then yeah, definitely. But there is always those ones that, like, some people like going on the market, say you sell a pen of ewe lambs, we've got slaughter tags in. So, like, you have to tell them, like, look, when you get back, you need to record these ear tags and say that you're going to replace them with these double ear tags of theirs. And it's just, that bit is a bit of a nightmare. But for tracing, it is very good.
You've done a lot with young farmers, Sally. What sort of stuff have you done and you've really enjoyed with them?
Right, so, to be fair, water owls, young farmers is a big part of my life. I've been there since I was 12. I joined in 2007, so 10 years this time. Done every competition, I've been chairman, I was chairman last year, which was like really good, really enjoyed it. So I was treasurer for 4 years, winning best treasurer in the county twice, which was a big achievement for me really. And then also done quite a lot like stock judgings and public speaking, rally, that sort of thing. But it's just always been a big part of my life. I could probably count on my hands how many times I've actually missed a meeting in the last few years.
You've learned a lot from it, as well as the public stuff.
Yeah.
You've learned other stuff.
Yeah, it's been really good. Like, the network from young farmers is amazing. Like I say, it's all over the country, and it's just one of those...
You've got such a lot of opportunities, haven't you?
Yeah. The Wives of the Movement itself is brilliant, and it gives everybody from any place like an opportunity to have a go, and it can get into like help you get into farming and like improve like your interests and that sort of thing.
It's not just farming, is
it? It's not just farming, no. Like I've done quite a bit of flower arranging. I got to go to the Oxford Farming Conference for 2 days, and that was amazing. That was like, it was literally like
that the normal one, not the real Oxford Conference?
No, the normal one. So it's in the like in the Oxford University. This was 2 years ago now, and so we travelled down, but you got to see. It was big in when the EU referendum was in, so it was that the January before the EU referendum, and it got like such. The actual guy from the European Union was there, secretary at the time. Them two deaf women. There was one who was a vegan, and one who was the blonde one.
Oh,
Liz Truss
and Kath.
The Labour woman.
Yeah, the Labour woman, who's vegan. They both had a debate, and then also, they're just like big people, like the main people from these big companies were all there, so like your McDonald's, your co-op, all your managers were all there. You could just network, and you could just talk to them generally, and then we sat down for one night in the Oxford, like the examination halls, and we had like this big massive 5-course meal. You could sit wherever you want, so you sit down next to whoever, and we sat next to the guy who owns the Midland Pig Company, from like bottom Tamworth Litchfield area. It's just off the A38, and he won an award at the Oxford Farming Conference for being the most, like the biggest entrepreneur or something in the out of the farming network. And he was a very interesting guy to talk to.
And you went to that as a young farmer?
I got the opportunity through Staff to Young Farmers to go there, yeah. And he likes the opportunities are endless, like you could go, I've never done the travelling, but you could go travelling. And also like there's a business award, so you could be granted like money if you wanted to start a business.
So what about your farming? What would you like, what do you aspire to as far as farming goes? I mean, are you going to stay, do you see yourself staying working with Graham Watkins, or what would you like to do?
To be fair, like, at the moment, I do really enjoy what I do. I want to be further forward in it. As myself, I'm not qualified. Tried for half rounds, and I didn't enjoy it. I just missed farming and home life, basically. Like young farmers.
Well, surely work-based learning is...
Yeah, it's a way forward. Yeah. And to be fair, like, now, I kind of wish I did an apprenticeship or something like that, because then you do get your qualification whilst you're working. Like an agricultural one, but then I'm with my job now and that's settled and it's just ideal for what I do.
You don't always need a qualification, make success of your life.
No, you don't. And also I'm doing an accountancy course, like a night class at Buxton College on Wednesday nights. I can do chartered if I'd like to from it, but if I get a level 4 I can do like professional like bookkeeping and that sort of thing. So in time, I would love to take on farming, if it's worthwhile doing it.
So what sort of avenues would you be very interested in a farming way?
Sheep farming.
Just sheep?
Yeah, I love my sheep. Yeah. We're all very commercial based here. The sheep side of it, like we're moving into these Aberfields and stuff. Aberfields.
Aberfields.
Like Innovis. Innovis, what, Innovis breeding.
Yeah.
Innovis.
Oh, Aberfield sheep.
Aberfield tucks and Abermax and that sort of thing. And it does seem to be... like working well, especially with our set.
So, like you've done with the stabilisers here,
yeah.
Which are like composite breeds.
It's kind of a bit like that, isn't it?
Composite sheep.
You're interested in that side.
It's
not interested in any of the old fashioned breeds or.
To be fair, I love my Cheviots and love my Swales. I'm a big Swale fan. I'm a big Cheviot fan. I've always had Cheviot sheep myself, or like Cheviot crosses.
And do you keep them pure?
We brought some pure ones this time, like we've always had crossbreds. We just put the Aberfield on to get, like, stronger mules. Then you get your stronger lambs again from those. It's just, like, a hobby, really, on the side.
Yeah, you've got to start somewhere.
Well, exactly, yeah. So, but I've always, like, lambing and, like, it's been a favourite. I just love sheep farming. Every opportunity, I love, like, time I've worked, like, to help them there. Yeah, always. Do love sheep. But then, like, with these pigs coming in now... The pig job does seem very good, isn't it, I think. The pig side of it now suits me more than the cows. Like, I've always liked the cows, and I've always taken an interest, but I've always preferred sheep.
Mm.
But obviously now, since the pigs are coming in, they've...
You quite enjoy them as well?
Yeah. But the problem is, like, I can't spend a lot of time with them because I'm always working. If I work full-time, I miss helping these out in the morning, and then, like, weekends, because I work Saturday. Like, I literally work 6 days a week, so I'm only free on a Sunday. So, to be fair, like, I'm here on a Sunday, I'm always helping out next door, doing pigs and stuff. But, like, in time, I'd like to slightly cut back on work full-time and help more at home, or depends what your future, like, and then who you meet, I don't know, sort of thing. You don't know what's going to happen on that side of things. So all in all, like, I feel like the future of farming is quite prosperous. There's that many young people coming into farming now. Like, I do understand, I've had quite lucky where I am, like with mum and dad. We're on a farm, we're on our own, it's just me, my brother, and it's just us four. And it works like it's grand, but there's a lot of people I do know do struggle, because obviously there's that many family members involved, or there's, like, they want to rent a farm, and it's, the running costs are so expensive, you just can't make it worthwhile. And like I say, I've been lucky, but I'd love to see it just prosper and, like, grow, especially now, like, with, because it's moving more to, like, this, like, technical and development and that sort of thing, like, developing, like into these, like, composite sheep breeds and cattle breeds and stuff, and it does seem to be paying off for those. I think it will probably go more that way.
So you're saying you'd also like to see more opportunities for other people?
Yeah, because I, well, sat where I am now, I feel very lucky, but, like, I know a lot of people who are going to find, in time, are going to be in a lot more difficult situations than what I'm going to be.
Or impossible, even.
Yeah, and it's sad to see, but like you say, it's just the way of life nowadays. Like, it's hard to get your step on the ladder. It is difficult, but luckily, a lot of people, it does happen. And there's the opportunities out there to do it. It's just taking the plunge and just going for it, if that makes sense.